那么今天为大家讲一部演讲，我们为何会爱得死去活来。傲娇的张爱玲用低到尘埃开出花朵来形容爱情，恋爱中的人是不是不顾全世界反对，奋不顾身地爱着一个人？有些人认为爱情真的只要生命中的一件小事，小到可以瞬间消失，也可以小到融入生活中的每一个瞬间。What is to love? Shakespeare said, I think human beings have been wondering about this question since they sat around their campfire or lay and watched the stars a million years ago. I started out by trying to figure out what romantic love was by looking at the last 45 years of the psychological research, and as it turns out, there's a very specific group of things that happen when you fall in love.The first thing what happens is, a person begins to take on what I call special meaning. As a truck driver once said to me, the world had a new center, and that center was Marianne. George Bernard Shaw said it differently. Love consists of overestimating the differences between one woman and another, and indeed, that's what we do. And then you just focus on this person. You can list what you don't like about them,But then you sweep that aside and focus on what you do. As Chaucer said, love is blind. In trying to understand romantic love, I decided I would read poetry from all over the world, and I just want to give you one very short poem from 8th century China, because it's an almost perfect example of a man who is focused totally on a particular woman. It's a little bit like when you're madly in love with somebody and you walk into a parking lot.Their car is different from every other car in the parking lot. Their wine glass at dinner is different from every other wine glass at the dinner party. And in this case, a man got hooked on a bamboo sleeping mat. And it goes like this. It's by a guy called Yuan Zhen. I cannot bear to put away the bamboo sleeping mat. The night I brought you home, I watched you roll it out. He became hooked on a sleeping mat.Probably because elevated activity of dopamine is in his brain, just like with you and me. But anyway, not only does this person take on special meaning, you focus your attention on them, you aggrandize them, but when you have intense energy, as one Polynesian said, I feel like jumping in the sky, you're up all night, you're walking till dawn,You feel intense elation when things are going well. Mood swings into horrible despair when things are going poorly. Real dependence on this person, as one businessman in New York said to me, anything she liked, I liked. Simple. Romantic love is very simple. You become extremely sexual possessive. You know, if you're just sleeping with somebody casually, you don't really care if they're sleeping with somebody else.But the moment you fall in love, you become extremely sexually possessive of them. I think there's a Darwinian purpose to this. The whole point of this is to pull two people together strongly enough to begin to rear babies as a team. But the main characteristics of romantic love are craving, an intense craving to be with a particular person, not just sexually, but emotionally.It would be nice to go to bed with them, but you want them to call you on the telephone to invite you out. To tell you that they love you, the other main characteristic is motivation. The motor in the brain begins to crank, and you want this person. And last, but not least, is an obsession. Before I can put these people in the MRI machine, I will ask them all kinds of questions.But my most important question was always the same. It was, what percentage of the day and night do you think about this person? And indeed, they would say, all day, all night. I can never stop thinking about him or her. And then, the very last question. I would always have to work myself up to this question, because I'm not a psychologist. I don't work with people in any kind of traumatic situation. My final question was always the same.I would say, would you die for him or her? And indeed, these people would say, yes. As if I had asked them to pass a salt. I was just staggered by it. So we scanned their brains, looking at a photograph of their sweetheart, looking at a neutral photograph, with a distraction task in between. So we could look at the same brain when it was in that heightened state, and when it was in a resting state. And we would found activity in a lot of brain regions. In fact, one of the most important was a brain region that becomes active when you feel the rush of cocaine. And indeed, that is exactly what happens. I began to realize that romantic love is not an emotion. In fact, I had always thought it was a series of emotions, from very high to very low. But actually, it's a drive. It comes from the motor of the mind, the wanting part of the mind, the craving part of the mind, the kind of part of the mind when you're reaching for that piece of chocolate. When you want to win that promotion at work, the motor of the brain is a drive. And in fact, I think it's more powerful than the sex drive. You know, if you ask somebody to go to bed with you, and they say, no thank you, you certainly don't kill yourself or slip into a clinical depression. But certainly, around the world, people who are rejecting love will kill for it. People live for love, they kill for love, they die for love. They have songs, poems, novels, sculptures, paintings, myths, legends. In over 175 societies, people have left their evidence of this powerful brain system. I have come to think it's one of the most powerful brain system on earth for both great joy and great sorrow. I've also come to think that it's one of three basically different brain systems that evolve from matching and reproduction. One is the sex drive, the craving for sex or gratification. W.H. Auden called it an intolerable neutral neuron itch. And indeed, that's what it is. It keeps bothering a little bit, like being hungry. The second of these three brain systems is romantic love, that elation, obsession of early love. And the third brain system is attachment, that sense of calm and security you can feel for a long-term partner. And I think that sex drive involved to get you out there, looking for a whole range of partners. You can feel it when you're just driving along in your car. It can be focused on nobody. I like romantic love involved to enable you to focus your mating energy on just one individual at a time, thereby conserving mating time and energy. And I think that attachment, the third brain system evolved to enable you to tolerate these human beings at least long enough to raise a child together as a team. So with that preamble, I want to go into discussing the two most profound social trends. One of the most 10,000 years and the other, certainly of the last 25 years, that are going to have an impact on these three different brain systems. Lust, romantic love, and deep attachment to a partner. The first is women working, moving into the workforce. I will look at 130 societies through the demographic yearbooks of the United Nations. Everywhere in the world, 129 out of 130 of them, women are not only moving to the job market, sometimes very slowly, but they're moving to the job market. And they're very slowly closing that gap between men and women in terms of economic power. Health and education, it's very slow. For every trend on this planet, there is a counter trend. We all know of him, but nevertheless, there rapses. The dog may bark, but the caravan moves on. And indeed, that caravan is moving on. Women are moving back into the job market. And I say back into the job market because this is not new. For millions of years, on the grassland of Africa, women commuted to work to gather their vegetables. They came home with 60 to 80% of the evening meal. The double-income family was the standard. The women were regarded as just as economically, socially, and sexually powerful as men. In short, we're really moving forward to the past. Then women's worst invention was the plow. With the beginning of a plow agriculture, men's roles became extremely powerful. Women lost their ancient job as collectors, but then with the Industrial Revolution and the post-Industrial Revolution, they're moving back into the job market. In short, they're acquiring the status that they had a million years ago, 10,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago. We're seeing now one of the most remarkable traditions in the history of the human animal that's going to have an impact. I generally give a whole lecture on the impact of women on the business community. I'll say just a couple things and then go on to sex and love. There's a lot of gender differences. Anybody who thinks men and women are alike simply never had a boy and a girl child. I don't know why they want to think that men and women are alike. There's much we have in common, but there's a whole lot that we do not have in common. We are in the worlds of Ted Hughes. I think that we're like 2 feet. We need each other to get ahead, but we did not evolve to have the same brain. And we are finding a more and more gender differences in the brain. I only just use a couple and then move on to the sex and love. One of them is women's verbal ability. Women can talk. Women's ability to find the right word readily. Basic articulation goes up in the middle of the menstrual cycle. When estrogen level peak, but even at menstruation, they're better than the average men. Women can talk. They've been doing it for a million years. Words were women's tools. They held that baby in front of their face, cajoling it, reprimanding it, educating it with words, and indeed they're becoming a very powerful force. Even in the places like India and Japan, where women are not moving rapidly into the regular job market, they're moving into journalism. And I think that television is like the global campfire. We sit around it and it shapes our mind. Almost always when I'm on TV, the producer who calls me, who negotiates what we're going to say is a woman. In fact, Sartre once said, to have a great writer is to have another government. I will end by saying that millions of years ago, we evolved 3 basic drives. The sex drive, romantic love, and attachment to a long-term partner. These circuits are deeply embedded in the human brain. They're going to survive as long as our species survives on what Shakespeare called this mortal coil. Thank you.
那么我给大家稍微讲一下它的这个意思哈。莎士比亚他曾经说过什么是爱情。我想我们的祖先我们的人 我想人类啊已经开始想这个问题。就是自从他们 sat around their campfire,We lay and watch the stars a million years ago. 几百亿年前，在这个几百万年以前呢，他们就这个坐在这个篝火旁边躺着看星星。I started out by trying to figure out what romantic love was by looking at that last 45 years of psychological research. As it turns out, 于是我开始。于是呢，我 I start out trying to figure out what romantic love is. 于是开始分析什么是浪漫的爱情，而且是通过这个 looking at the last 就是在45年以前哈那些所有的心理学的研究。于是呢，我发现 there's a very specific group of things that happen when you fall in love. 有一个非常非常特殊的这个一些事情啊。当你陷入爱情的时候，第一件事情是一个人啊 ，to take on what I call special meaning， 是一个人开始就是有一种就是特殊的意义，就像这个80世纪曾经跟我说，这个卡车司机 truck driver 跟我说过，世界呢有一个新的中心，那么这个中心呢叫做 Mary Annie。George Bernard Shaw said it differently.Love consists of overestimating the differences between one woman and another. And indeed, that's what we said. George Bernard Shaw, 于是又、啊、他又重新说了一遍，说爱情包含着高估的这个区别和这个一个女人和其他的女人。什么意思？就是爱情呢是把两个女人分开的一种方法。 确实，我们就是这么做的。And then you just focus on this person. 于是乎呢，你就是开始关注这个人。You can list what you don't like about them, but then you sweep that aside and focus on what you do. As Chaucer said, love is blind. 当你开始关注这个人的时候嘛，你可以啊 list 啊，写出一个信条 on what you don't like about them， 就是你不喜欢他们哪些方面。But then you sweep that aside. 于是但然后呢，你就把它啊放到一边，然后关注于自己做的事情。就像 Chaucer 说的，爱情呢是盲目的。In trying to understand romantic love， 在试着去了解这个浪漫的爱情的时候呢，我决定呢 ，will read poetry from all over the world。我决定去读这个诗词，从全世界各地的诗词。Just want to give you one very short poem from 8th century China. 想给你个非常短的这个诗哈，从八世纪的这个中国有一首短诗。Because it's an almost perfect example of a man who is focused totally on a particular woman. 这是个近乎完美的例子，在说这个 who is focused totally on a particular woman. 说这个男人是完全的关注在一个特殊的女人身上。It's a little bit like when you're madly in love, 就像疯狂的爱上一个人。And 你走到了一个停车场。他们的车是和其他的停车场的车是不一样的。他们饭桌上的这个 wine glass, 是这个酒杯哈，是和其他的这个饭桌上酒杯是不一样的。就在这个时候呢嘛 ,a man got hooked on a bamboo sleeping mat.All and in this case, 就在这种情况下呢，一个男人呢着迷一个 bamboo sleeping mat, 一个竹子的睡觉的这么一个席子。于是形成这样 ,it's by a guy called Yuan Zhen, 啊。就被一个有一个人是这么说，叫袁振是这么说 ,I cannot bear to put away the bamboo sleeping mat. 我无法忍受呢，我无法承担忍受。去把这个 bamboo sleeping mat 放到一边。The night I brought you home, I watched you roll it out. 晚上我看你把它这个带回到你家啊。I watched you, 我把它带到你家去，我看到了你啊 roll it out, 从里面滚了出来啊。You became hooked on a sleeping mat. 他一直着迷于这个睡觉的这个席子。大概是因为 elevated activity of a dopamine in his brain, 就是这种上升的这个多巴胺的活跃性在大脑里面，就像你和我一样。但是呢 ,not only does this person take on special meaning, 不仅仅说这个人他有特殊的意义，你关注的是你的 your attention on them, your focus your attention on them, 你关注的是你的这个注意力 ,you grandize them,你放大他们，夸大他们。But you have intense energy, 但是你有非常充足的能量。就像一个 Polynesia, 波利尼西亚人说过 I feel like jumping the sky. 我感觉像跳进了这个天空里面。You're up, alright. You're walking till dawn. You feel intense elation when things are going well. Mood swings...into horrible despair when things are going poorly. 你每天晚上都醒着，你直到黎明，你走到黎明。You feel intense elation. Elation 是兴高采烈的心，你感觉非常的兴高采烈。当事情一切都变得非常好的时候 ，mood swing 情绪摆动 into horrible despair， 摆动成令人毛骨悚然。When things are going poorly.当事情变得不足、笨重、不舒服 ，real dependence on this person， 真正的依靠某个人。As one businessman in New York said to me， 就像一个商人，纽约的商人跟我说一样 ，anything she liked， I liked， 她喜欢的我喜欢。很简单 ，romantic love is very simple。那么浪漫的爱情实际上是非常简单的。You become extremely sexual possessive。你开始变得非常非常的这个占有欲啊。You know, if you're just sleeping with somebody casually, you don't really care if they're sleeping with somebody else. 如果呢你仅仅是和一个人一起睡哈，你真的不在乎这个你和谁睡，就是你如果是无意间和人睡的话，你真的不在乎你到底和谁睡。但是当你陷入了爱情以后呢， You become extremely sexual obsessed on them， 你开始变得非常的这个性着迷哈，像性这个性的这个占有欲啊，对他们有种性的占有欲。I think there's a Darwin purpose to this. Darwinian 啊 ，Darwinian 是达尔文派的这种目的在这里面，达尔文派的所目的哈。The whole point of this is to pull two people together strongly enough to begin to rear babies as a team. 是这个所有的要点就是把两个人啊，把两个人拉到一起啊，能量足够强。直到呢 rear baby as a team， 直到呢他们开始抚养一个孩子作为一个团队。 But the main characteristic of romantic love are craving， 但是主要的这个浪漫爱情的这个它这个特征呢是 craving， 是渴望的恳求的。 An intense craving to be with a particular person， intense 强烈的这个渴望 to be with a particular person，跟一个特定的人 not just sexually but emotionally， 不仅仅是性欲上，而且也是富有感情上。 It will be nice to go to bed with them， 和他们睡觉也是很好的。 But you want them to call you on the telephone to invite you out， 但是你希望他们打电话约你出去或者等等，告诉你他们爱你。 The whole main characteristic is motivation， 所有的特征呢就叫做 motivation， 什么意思？动力、促进、动机因素。 The motor in the brain begins to crankYou want this person. 大脑里的发动机开始松松垮垮的，就是开始崩溃了 crank. And you want this person. 你想要这个人。 And last but not least, it's an obsession. 这是一种着迷啊，这么说一遍。 Because I put these people in the MRI machine. 我把这些人放进了 MRI machine 里面。 MRI machine 叫做 Magnetic Resonance Imaging.I would ask them all kinds of questions, but my most important question was always the same. It was, what percentage of the day and night do you think about this person?
啊，你每天每日有百分之几你在想这个人。
And 确实 they would say all day, all night.
每天每夜。
I can never stop thinking about him or her.
无法停止想念这个人。
And then the very last question.I would always have to work with myself up to this question. Because I'm not a psychologist. I don't work with people in any kind of traumatic situation.
我不是一个心理医生啊，我不和任何一个就是他处于这个 traumatic， 是这个有外伤的这个，就是有外伤哈，有外伤的这么一个处境的人一起工作。
My final question was always the same.
我的最后一个问题永远都是一样，我会说 Would you die for him or her? 你会为他而死吗？确实这个人会说当然了。
As if I had asked him to pass the salt.
就像我问他能不能把我盐给递过来一样。
I'm staggered by this. I was staggered. 是
I was just staggered. 就是摇摆啊，就是我就被这个事情震惊的震摇摆了。于是我们扫描他们大脑，看那个图片，让他们看一眼照片中的自己的爱人，然后再看看 looking at neutron photograph neutral， 再看看这个中立一个，再看这个啊，就是陌生人的照片，就在这个 distraction task in between with the distraction task in between， 在这中间这个分心的这个项目中呢， so we could look at the same brain when it was in that heightened state and when it was in a resting state。
于是我们可以看到这个同样的大脑，当它在这个兴奋状态，还有在休息状态。And we found activity in a lot of brain regions.
于是乎我们找到了在大脑的皮层里面的非常非常这个活跃的这个地方。
In fact, one of the most important was a brain region that becomes active when you feel the rush of cocaine.
当然了，一个最重要的地方就是当你感觉到就是一个最重要的这个大脑的区域哈， 就是它变得非常的这个 active, 有就是灵敏的时候呢，是当你感觉这个 rush of cocaine, 就是可卡因的这个冲击力，确实 that's exactly what happens, 也就是说性爱跟吸可卡因一样，这就是这个意思。
We are in words of Ted Hughes, I think that we are like 2 feet,
我们像两只脚，
we need each other to get ahead,
我们需要对方啊才能往前走。
But we do not involve to have the same brain.
但是呢，我们没有进化成有相同大脑的人。
We're finding more and more gender differences in the brain.
我们在大脑里面找到了非常多的性别不同。
I'm only just use a couple and then moved on to sex and love.
I only just use a couple, 就会用几个一对啊 and move on to sex and love. 然后就移到这个性与爱上。其中一个女人 is verbal ability, 啊，其中一个是女人的这个语言功能啊，女人是可以说话的。女人的那个能力去找，就是能力呢，就是去找这个 right word rapidly, 啊 ，find the right word, 就是找正确的这个单词啊，马上就能反应过来。就算是像在印度或者是日本
，even in places like India and Japan,Where women are not moving rapidly into the regular job market.
当女人不是在就是非常非常这个频率比较高的啊，迅速的飞快的去加入这个 regular job market, 叫做这个整齐有规则的这个工作市场。就是女人不加入工作市场啊，
They're moving journalism. 她们进入了新闻业。
我想 that intelligence is like the global campfire. 这个电视就像全球性的这个篝火一样。
We sit around and it shapes our minds.
我们坐在它周围呢，他们把我们的这个大脑，就洗我们的脑啊 ，shapes our mind. 它洗我们的脑。
Almost always when I'm TV, the producer who calls me, who negotiates what we're going to say.
这个制作方就是生产商。就跟我说
，Who negotiates what we're going to say？
他就是教和我们谈判，我们要说什么，就是一个女的。
In fact，
啊，这个叫索忍尼辛啊，这么一个哲学家曾经说过
，To have a great writer is to have another government。
拥有一个非常伟大的作家，就是拥有另一个政府。说白了，他的意思就是说。作家应该就是一种领导者的意思啊，他们的思想呢可以统治这个社会。好了，那么大家给大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。